Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and it's my pleasure to be here with you today. It's Monday. We had snow yesterday, and we have sunshine today. That's welcome to the Midwest. Well, I promised you last week that we were going to have John Duarte with us today. If you'll remember, he was with us last year, right after I had been to the Range Rights and Resource Symposium last year. I met John there. We just kind of happened to fall together there at lunch on at the same table where we were. We got to visit, and then I got to hear him speak and hear a little bit about his story, which unfortunately is an ongoing story. Those things never end. But just a reminder, John is a fifth generation and lifelong California family farmer. It says our main business in Duarte Nursery in Houston, California. I don't know if I'm saying that right, John, where they employ 600 people and serve over 1,000 other farmers each year selling trees and vines for new plantings. He says he has a business degree from San Diego State and University of the Pacific. He says he's a graduate fellow of the California Agriculture Leadership Program, and he has served on numerous industry boards, and he lives with his wife, Alexander, and they have four children on an orchard outside of Modesto. And we're going to be in Modesto here in a couple of weeks. It's coming right up on us. John, welcome back to CSC Talk Radio.
Hey, Beth Ann, it's good to be here. Thanks for the great
interview. Well, we're glad to have you, and we really want to go back to the story of what has taken place and has anything been resolved. Obviously, I think you're still in business, aren't you? We were worried you wouldn't be about this time last year, and we just know that it's just tremendous what our alphabet bureaucracy will put us through, this government of ours, and I'm going to start out with the quote from George Washington, which I give about every other day, and it's the marvel of all history is the patience with which men and women will submit to burdens unnecessarily laid upon them by their government. And we are in a fight for property rights and for just all of our rights. It just seems like we just have to keep battling. And, you know, when you listen to the news, all you hear is this other stuff that really has nothing to do with what's happening in our lives. And so anyway, we're glad to have you with us today, and I'm looking forward to meeting you again here in just a couple of weeks.
Beth Ann, it's going to be great, and I'm really looking forward to the Range Rights Symposium here in Modesto. I've attended all of them so far. I think the first one was out in Layton, Utah, and went as a guest to that one and met a number of you and that were close involved with it, and got invited back to speak last year in Omaha, Nebraska, and kind of tell the story. And I guess that the story is really what's interesting about the Range Rights and Resource Symposium. Also, it's been, I think, originally the Protect the Harvest was one of the monikers on it.
Yes.
And it's so many landowners and so many stories to be told about what's going on across the country, not just to cattlemen and farmers, but political officials who get on the outs with the party machinery that wants to have more control over who gets elected and who gets to serve, and some of the abuses there. So it really is a place where we come together and can share our stories and understand how we have different stories, but it's all related to an onerous swamp of government that we've let evolve or devolve.
And I like the way you said that. We let it happen.
Yeah,
we the people were sitting down doing, well, I won't say we were doing nothing, but we trusted when we shouldn't these elected officials. And it has gotten out of hand because now we have career politicians, and some of them don't like me to say that know me. That even the politicians that I like, they don't like me to say that. But they're out to protect their careers. They're not out to protect you, John. They're not out to protect me, the farmer, the rancher, the industries. I've had a gentleman on the air here recently, and he'll be back with us. And his name is Daniel Turner. And he's fighting for rural America, but he's fighting for the energy side of it, you know, back there with the coal and some of the others that are really battling to stay alive, and how many families have lost jobs and had to uproot or are just trying to survive. And it's, you know, it's enough is enough. The people need, we need to wake up and start taking the reins again, because that's what a republic is. That means we're in charge, and we have failed to be in charge.
You know, the way I look at it, Beth Ann, is we through this whole ordeal, and it's kind of coming to a close now, and we'll get to where this thing stands now. But
good.
The general lesson I've learned is we live in a very exceptional state of expectations in terms of our freedom here in America.
Oh, yeah.
You really can't look back in history before America, and you can't really look geographically except for where America's delivered freedom and protected freedom around the world. And we have many partners in freedom now. But the property rights, the personal freedoms, the constitutional freedom, and the documentation of those freedoms, and then a machinery set up in government to protect our freedoms is unprecedented.
Mm.
And just the fact, realize the context here today. I'm on the phone, you're on the radio, we're having an interview, and I'm going to criticize the government. I'm going to hammer on the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, who is a historic disappointment for conservatives around America.
Mm.
I'm going to hammer on bureaucracies that you and I are probably quite used to hammering on and their treatment of me. And we're going to do that as free people. And in most countries, we don't even have the opportunity to do what we're doing today. But if we don't appreciate this as an exceptional condition that we live under, that we've brought about and have to protect, we will backslide. We have to understand that we live in an exceptional situation, and the natural reversion is to the feudal system, the kings and queens, the emperors, the warlords, the types of horrible people that oppress many, many, many people around the world, even today. And so it's worth talking about, but we really have to talk about in the context of, hey, we're lucky to even be able to criticize this imposition upon us.
You know, I do a show on shortwave only just before I come on the air here. And I brought forth this story about the young girl, and it has nothing to do with our property rights, but it has everything to do with our religious freedom. And we have seen that in question here in the United States in the last several years. And this young girl, she was one of 110 that were kidnapped out of Nigeria by an ISIS group. Her name is Leah Sherabu. She's just 15. And I'm certain I'm not pronouncing these things right. They have let most of the girls go except for her because she refused to denounce her Christianity. And her mother, of course, she says she's sad, but she's so proud of her girl for what she has done for her daughter that she would not refuse Christ in her life. And I think in America, we fail to understand what property rights are. We fail to understand what true independence is. And we fail to understand true religious freedom. And, you know, we hammer away at this and that. And here this young girl, 15 years old, is literally putting her life on the line. So she was not allowed to go while the others were because she refused to convert to Islam, to be Muslim. And, you know, I looked at that and I think about all these things we've been hearing in the news here lately with The View and Joy Behar and the things she said, and other people have said this and somebody said that, and the war against certain religions or denominations or however way you want to look at it. And I think of this young girl that truly does not know freedom. She truly has no freedom. And she's taking a stand. So, how brave are we? I know John has taken a tremendous stand. He's been forced to. And we want to hear his story. And we want to encourage you to be brave and to be bold and to stand up. Because our founding fathers have already put that foundation there. We have a lot a foundation to stand on. We're going into a break. I'm not going to open the phone lines just yet because I want to talk to John and I want you to hear what he has to say. But you can write the number down, 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, home on the range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
When in the course of human events, in order to form a more perfect union, do you recognize those words? They're a part of our Declaration of Independence. At CSC Talk Radio, we recognize that our country is under attack from within. We need we the people educated and reminded about our U.S. Constitution. As part of our Bring America Home campaign, we're excited to offer you a brand new board game, the Constitution Quest. This colorful, handsome, and sturdy board game is a must to teach our children and grandchildren the importance of our country's constitutional government. There's no shooting zombies here. This is an old-fashioned down-home board game designed for family fun and education. $49.95 is a wise investment in this country's future. Be a part of our Bring America Home campaign and order the Constitution Quest game today. Send $49.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online, www.csctalkradio.com. Together, we can bring America home.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. You know, John, my husband used to be a farmer. He's in construction now. He's laid off right now, but he's in construction right now and has been. He's really wanting to retire. He's kind of ready for a little rest in life. But I told him your story a little bit when I came back from Omaha, Nebraska last year. And, of course, he's familiar with the plowing and all this and that. I said, well, you know, John was guilty of making mountains and changing the waterways. And I want you to explain that just a little bit to the listeners who may not remember from last year exactly what you were accused of.
Sure. My family and I bought a piece of property up in Northern California, the Central Valley above Sacramento, so kind of way up north there. And it's in an area that's just being converted from a lot of grazing and pasture land into almonds and walnuts and pistachio trees. Mm-hmm. You know, the permanent crops that, you know, can be hundreds-fold the amount of economic activity on an acre of land. So you might have $6,000 or $8,000 worth of nut crop versus $50 or $100 an acre at a maximum in grazing rights or wheat growing up there in that area. So it's a huge economic boon for a very rural area. We bought a piece of property that had a history of wheat farming on it, and it had been grazed the last 20 years because wheat prices had been very low up until the 2010-11-12 when we had the global food crisis and shortage and Arab Spring and tortilla riots and food inflation and all sorts of things. So in 2012, we went to plant a wheat crop on this kind of rolling grassland hills. Well, when you plant a wheat crop, you till less than a foot deep. The government experts, you know, have quite a lot of evidence that our tillage was 5 to 7 inches deep to plant a wheat crop. When you plant an orchard on these lands, you might go in and deep rip or slip plow 4 to 7 feet deep. Very, very different. You're going, you know, more than an order of magnitude different in depth. And when you go 4 to 7 feet deep, you've got to watch out that you don't deep rip through what's called vernal pools or vernal swales.
Mm-hmm.
To most people, these look like dark spots in the grass or kind of low spots in a very gently rolling field. Prairie potholes wouldn't be different than these in terms of how pronounced they are on a piece of property. These happen to be jurisdictional, and sometimes they're habitat for fairy shrimp, which are sea monkeys, if you've ever read back to comic magazines as a kid. And so nobody has ever, you can't see an aerial photo of this place. You can't go to the InterSys and find an aerial photo in this area of anyone who's ever avoided these water features while planting wheat. It would simply be uneconomic. But when you plant orchards, you have them mapped and you have them delineated. And because you're going to plow them so deeply in a way that would not allow them to reestablish themselves after you start farming them, you don't go through them with deep slip plows or deep ripping. Well, the Army Corps of Engineers saw equipment out there working. In fact, they saw it move in, and they looked at it and photographed it for about a month. It was too dry to till out there. So they photographed our equipment on the property, didn't engage us. And then when we started actively cultivating the land and were almost finished, they called me and said, hey, you're deep ripping these vernal pools and these wetlands. So we're not deep ripping anything. We're planting wheat. It's shallow ripping, shallow tillage. And anyways, they sent us a cease and desist letter. We asked them for a hearing. They would not grant us a hearing. They just said, you can't farm. We'll get back to you. They kicked us up to enforcement. At that time, the Pacific Legal Foundation stepped in and sued the government for a due process violation, a Fifth Amendment due process civil rights violation, on our behalf. We knew that we hadn't deep-ripped. We knew that we'd just done something very ordinary. We've been speaking to the NRCS, the local USDA agency, about doing this. When we bought the property, we went in and assured the wheat basis acreage was on the property. And so we thought, well, this is such an extraordinarily good set of facts to take to higher courts. We'll push for our due process rights. We can't let these agencies go around harassing farmers with cease and desist notices. Well, the Army Corps couldn't get that kicked out of court, and so they went to the EPA, who has jurisdiction over these wetlands. The EPA, even under Gina McCarthy, would not participate in the prosecution. So they went to the Department of Justice under Obama and got the Environment and Natural Water and Natural Resources Division of the Department of Justice under Obama to begin suing us for destruction of wetlands. They sent a team of experts out there, and they came back and said that our 5-inch plow furrows, they literally have photographs.
I remember seeing those.
Proving that our plow furrows were 5 inches tall. They dug 20 36-inch deep pits with a backhoe in different vernal pools. They spent about 2 weeks out there, you know, a million of your tax dollars, 10 experts on the property for 2 weeks, a 450-acre wheat field, to prove that our tillage was 5 to 7 inches tall. And so since they didn't get the set of facts they wanted, they simply morphed their argument and began to say that 5 to 7 inch tillage is deep ripping if it penetrates a semi-permeable layer of soil. Well, any place you graze and have cattle for a few decades, you're going to have a compacted top layer of soil. That's what cattle do. They march around there when it's wet, and if they graze it long enough, they compact it. And even the rain itself, a big heavy rainstorm, will kind of provide some surface compaction on soil. Mm-hmm. That's why farmers plow. No farming operation in America is free of an area that the water drains off of. There are no land is perfectly flat, and if unplowed and the water is forced to run off the top of it, it will have drainages, it will have puddles, and it will have some ephemeral streams and ditches on it that get the water off the property so we can farm the rest of it. Well, I read again, just got up too early this morning.
That's okay. That's okay. I understand.
And it's just lunacy. You could take the set of facts in this case and apply it to every farm, every bit of farmed ground in America. The government is making a case that under the Clean Water Act, it's illegal to begin farming ground that hasn't been farmed in some unspecified amount of time. They won't tell you if it's 5 years or 10 years or 20 years, but they will tell you that if you haven't continued to plant a certain cropping system on a certain piece of ground, you lose your Clean Water Act exemptions. Well, by their definition, every bit of land in America is a wetland because every bit of land in America gets rained on and has to drain at some
yes.
point.
Yes, and they own all the water.
And they own and if you plow the ground and let the water penetrate and soak in, well, then you're stealing water from the river, and that's bad for the fish. If the water runs off the ground and goes into the creek that goes into the river, that's bad for the fish. So they don't have the resources to permit farmers in America the way they'd like to, but the Army Corps of Engineers is demanding that farmers inform them whenever they're going to perform a farming activity and get their permission or be subject to the prosecution my family went through, where at the end, after I'd fought them and criticized them and been fairly vocal, you could search Duarte Tehama, and what you'll find is a whole bunch of interest in the suit from my perspective, and you don't have one, you can't Google, Bing, Yahoo, your computer to death, and you will not find one environmental group, one left-leaning politician that wants to hang their hat on the facts of my case as an environmental activist. you can find the PLF, you can find the property rights groups, you can find your radio shows, Farm Bureau, you can find a letter from Goodlatte, the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, and Conaway, the chairman of the House Ag Committee. You can find video of Chuck Grassley from the Senate. You can find video of Joni Ernst from the Senate speaking out on my behalf on this case specifically, not just on WOTUS issues. And you cannot find a environmentalist or left-leaning group supporting the prosecution of me outside of the Department of Justice. And that includes, I'm sorry to say, the Jeff Sessions Department of Justice under President Trump.
You
and
know.
That was it. Enormous disappointment.
It has been. I have wanted to believe that he is that quiet man behind the scenes getting things done, but it's been very disappointing. I thought he was a little ball of fire, and it just hasn't turned out to be much burn going on.
And, well, I had a drink and a toast or two on election night when President Trump got elected.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big Trump supporter.
I am too.
I'm very much support his agenda broadly. I don't think I'd handle it the same way verbally every time I read one of his tweets or hear a statement, but
no.
His style, it seems to work, and I'm much more interested in the policy than the personality aspects of it. And when Jeff Sessions was appointed Attorney General and confirmed, I just thought that was going to be a godsend to rural America.
Yeah, when he
Alabama senator.
Yeah, when he read.
Yeah.
It has been a disappointment, and we're still waiting for things to iron out. But, you know, all this political stuff we're seeing, I want to see what's really happening out here on the land, because that has been an infringement against we the people with property rights. We're going into a break, and we will be right back.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? NASA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send an email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. Hi, Patriots. The folks at MyPillow said, hey, Beth Ann, can you try out MyPillow? Well, I already had done that, and they asked me what I thought. Well, I thought, it's wonderful. Uninterrupted sleep, no more folding a pillow in half, no more flat, lifeless pillows. MyPillow changed my life, so I'm letting you know you need MyPillow. Well, not my actual pillow, but your own MyPillow. It stays cool all night long. It keeps its shape, no more reshaping your pillow. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. You can toss MyPillow into your washer and dryer. It's completely machine washable, and it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, and enter the promo code BethAnn. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, the 4-pack special, enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. But be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with John Duarte. John, this has been quite an ordeal for you. It's been a long-going ordeal. I hope you're going to get to the end of this soon. And it has been a costly ordeal. And not only have they ruined you, you employ a lot of people, so we're not just talking about John and his family as if that's not enough, but we're talking about others as well in the community there. And so kind of bring us up to date. I know you've tried to, and I've interrupted you a couple of times. Kind of bring us up to
so
date.
So much to talk about.
Yeah, it is. I mean, we could just go all over the place, you know. It's just such an infringement on the American people.
Well, Beth Ann, we had to settle. So last August, we were heading into trial, and we're very much on the cusp of trial. There's a lot of publicity about it. And we, just days before trial, the judge, who was an Obama-appointed federal judge, Kimberly Mueller in Sacramento, Eastern District Court judge. This is a step below the wacky Ninth Circuit Court. And
that's pretty good. That's well put.
It is what it is. The first judge we had was a Carter appointee. He sided with us on the due process violations, and we actually had the framed up part of his decision where he metaphorically compared our due process, our cease and desist order, to burning our nursery down. He was quite fiery on, and on our side. But when he passed, he retired and passed away, Judge Carlson. Mm-hmm. And Kimberly Mueller picked it up, and things went bad from there.
Mueller. I know that name, Mueller.
Yeah. And judges matter, and these confirmation processes matter, and fighting them tooth and nail matters. And right before trial, the judge dismissed our evidence that the vernal pools that we'd plowed through, that had been plowed through many times before, were thriving. After the drought ended and they got a couple normal rain seasons on them, they were virtually indiscernible from vernal pools that hadn't been tilled around the area.
Mm-hmm.
That was dismissed. That was not allowed in to court, which was kind of the crux of the whole case, is that what we did was routine and had been done before and had no long-term negative impact on the wetlands, aside from it being excluded and exempted under the Clean Water Act. The other thing was, the Army Corps of Engineers Department of Justice assessed a recommended penalty of $45 million against my family and I.
Let me just stop right there.
Penalty.
I want you to know the Army Corps of Engineers, nobody's friend anywhere in the United States of America. They have been horrible to farmers here in the state of Missouri. And so... go ahead. I just want everybody to know this isn't just in California. This is everywhere.
The sheer incompetence and misfocus of the bureaucracy is insane. They should be fixing dams here in California, not harassing wheat growers. So they're going to assess us $45 million in fines. And this was a point you made last year on your show, was that's an Eighth Amendment.
I pulled it up. I read enough of your note this morning that I pulled it up. Go ahead.
Yeah. No cruel and unusual punishment or ruinous fines and penalties. And they literally forced us to open the books of the nursery. They looked at the value of my own home, farm, ranch where I live, my personal property, and realize this Tehama property, I'd never set foot on it prior to the wheat being farmed. That was my, other members of my family were looking at that and decided that we'd plant some wheat for a while and not do much else with it. I'd never been to the property. They were going to take my home away.
Mm.
Explain that one to your wife.
Oh,
And so when we put information forward, it said that there's no way DeWardy Nursery or John DeWardy can afford to pay $45 million in damages. Here's the financial records from the company where we stand today. She dismissed that evidence. So they were not going to look at the evidence. They were going to set up to financially ruin my family and I, destroy our business. So my own attorneys told me, hey, we wanted to see certain precedents come out of this. We wanted to be able to redress many constitutional issues, the Pacific Legal Foundation, including due process, jurisdictionality of these wetlands, is the farm exempt, agricultural exemption in the Clean Water Act meaningful, or does it require this, can it be subjected to this narrowing down by the agencies that the Army Corps of Engineers is claiming? And then there were issues of retaliation. We actually have a federal attorney telling people in interviews with them, the reason they're suing DeWardy's is, quote, well, they're suing us, so we're suing them back. The whole destruction of wetlands suit, we have a federal attorney from the Army Corps of Engineers telling the tractor driver while seeking information from him that they're suing us because we're suing them, so they're suing us back. So we have a First Amendment retaliatory lawsuit prosecution that the government sidestepped by claiming sovereign immunity. So anyways, we had to settle it. We settled it for $1.1 million. The Department of Justice, under Jeff Sessions, put out a big hoo-ha of a false PR statement, which I dissected and sent parts of to you. They said we deep-ripped, which is 4 to 7 feet deep. Our tillage was 5 to 7 inches deep by their own experts' report, not by my not my experts, their experts, acknowledging it was 5 to 7 inch deep. 5 to 7 inch deep plowing. And so we've had to settle and we've had to give up. What was really frustrating is we were telling the Department of Justice folks, the Trump appointees that we were interfacing with, fine me. Give me a $250,000 fine. Give me a $500,000 fine. Just give us the rights to appeal. You know, we all worked so hard in this election to get a Supreme Court that would respect constitutional rights. We wanted to try it out. and we were resourced to try it out. And we could not go forward with the appeals because the Department of Justice, under Jeff Sessions, would not settle the case and leave us rights to appeal some of these constitutional property rights issues. And we just can't see where the harm in that would have been. If I was wrong, they put me at the stake and burn me, and I'd go up in flames like a witch. Hmm. And if I was right, we could have protected farmers from having these kinds of onerous prosecutions against them nationwide in the future.
What they have done to landowners across this nation is just unbelievable. And what we have put up has been unbelievable, what we've put up with. And I have an article here. I'm gonna make several copies of this. It was written by the late Derry Brownfield, who was very instrumental. I worked for him for 15-plus years. And he was very instrumental in starting a show that I've tried to continue doing with my show. But he was much wiser than I am. And he had written this article, John, and I'm going to bring it to you so you can see it. And I need to get a date on it as to when he wrote it. Our land, collateral for the national debt. And he goes in and he explains some of the things that have happened. And he starts right out, and I believe some of the descendants of Wayne Hage are going to be there in Modesto here in a couple of weeks. It says, I consider Wayne Hage one of the most intelligent men I ever met. On our very first visit, he was explaining the World Bank to me, the International Monetary Fund, and how the World Bankers planned on collateralizing the world debt with land. I think, I'm not going to go on and read this to you, but I think you'll be very interested in what he has to say in it. Knowing what you have gone through, knowing that they, you know, what they put you up against, how they tried to completely ruin you and take everything you had, all your land, all your property, your business. Knowing this and what they did to Wayne Hage before it was all said and done. Now, they have since won, but they have not collected a single thing, and some of them are having to move. They're having to give up. And it's a tragedy in this nation, but I fear that the people don't understand life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity. They don't understand the Constitution or their rights. And we're going into a break. 877-895-5410 is the number to call if you have a question for John. 877-895-5410. And John and Beth Ann will be right back. A good night's sleep is important to your all-over good health. In the past, I've tried numerous pillows only to pitch them out of my bed in the middle of the night. Not the pillow for me. Down, pellets, memory foam just didn't fit me. Then I tried My Pillow, and bingo, where have you been all my life? My neck, shoulders, and upper back relaxed and sleep without pain or spasms came. This is My Pillow because it fits me. My Pillow because it will fit you, your sleep style, your size. My Pillow fits you. But there's more. My Pillow, affordable, made in the USA, a 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. It is all about you. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code BethAnn. Give them a call at 1-800-978-6168. Invest in a good night's sleep for you. Invest in CSC Talk Radio. Invest in an American-made product. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home to a good night's sleep.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with John Duarte. And John is going to be one of the speakers. He's going to speak both days in Modesto, California, where he's from. And I believe we're going to get to visit your farm, aren't we?
Yeah, the organizing committee will be having a kind of a pre-event dinner out at my home ranch on Thursday night. So we'll be looking forward to a lot of that.
I guess I'll miss that because I won't be flying in there till after 9 o'clock. So I guess I'll miss that.
We might be there, but if we are still there when you get there after landing at 9 o'clock and maybe arriving at our place at midnight, we won't be very good Friday.
But you probably will.
We'll probably try and behave ourselves a little bit.
Okay. Well, we want to let the listeners know that this is coming up. It's April 20th and 21st. It's in Modesto, California. You can get signed up right now at rangerights.com. Very simple, rangerights.com. It's only $75 for the 2 days. That includes everything. It includes your meals and both days. So you want to do this. Now, if you can't, I almost hate to tell people this because it gives them an excuse not to go. If you can't make it, because you're planting this spring, and I do understand that, you can visit rangerights.com, and they're going to have live feed there. So you can have the live video will be there, live streaming at rangerights.com. We would prefer you be there and be right with us, because we want to be around you. We want you all to, we want to hear everyone's story. I know we can't get everyone on stage and hear everyone's story, but we know that we all have something in common, and we do need to stand together for liberty, for property rights, for life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity. So go to rangerights.com. We want to see you there. I see that on the very first day you're going to be speaking, welcoming everybody to Modesto, the food capital of the world. And I'm anxious to be there. You know, I've not been to California before.
Modesto, the Modesto area and the Turlock area, which are kind of the very close metropolises right here in the Central Valley of California, have the first two irrigation districts, public irrigation districts in California. This is where California farmers first started capturing the snowmelt runoff of the Sierra Nevadas and establishing farming systems of irrigated agriculture. Wow. Both my grandfathers were orchardists. Before that, both of them were dairymen. And because of that, you've got major canneries in California are here in Modesto. Del Monte, Seneca, Tri-Valley Growers was here. The Almond Board is here. Blue Diamond Almond Growers, the big almond cooperative is here. Gallo Winery is the largest winery in the world.
Mm-hmm.
The Gallo family is here in Modesto. They're a Modesto family. Went to high school with my parents. Oh. And I know a number of them. Gallo Winery's here in Modesto, the big bottling plant where a huge percentage of California wine is bottled every year. Modesto really is a food capital. We have the food processing, the nursery industries centered here in Stathouse County around Modesto. And we have wonderful water rights. The state's not it often threatens those in many different ways, and we have to fight for them. That'll be part of our topic. But one thing we want to focus on, Beth Ann, is if you look at the productivity and the food and just the sheer magnitude of the food industry here in Modesto and understand how much of that gets exported around the United States and how much of it gets exported internationally. And then you look at economic development around the globe and say, wow, American consumers are competing internationally now with an emerging Chinese middle class, an emerging Indian middle class all over the world for food. If we don't, and California and America make up a huge portion of the world's food production. If we are not free to produce food and expand these industries in the next couple decades, you're going to have larger segments of the American population simply priced out of the quality and diversity of food they want to eat. And we don't want food to be scarce. We want food to be abundant. We want to expand what we do. We want to grow more food. We want to grow more of the foods people want to eat, like almonds, walnuts, wine grapes. But if the government in America has shifted our value system to believing that land left idle or at very low intense use is more important because of its habitat value than it is to feed people, we're going to have American citizens living in food deserts in areas we're not used to. We already talked about urban food deserts. We're talking about lower middle class suburban food deserts in America if we can't continue to expand what we do and strive for abundance. And that means land use. That means water rights. That means expanding our industry and making wise use of our natural resources we have.
And we have an abundance of natural resources in this nation. And we have our hands tied many of the times with the bureaucracy that we deal with, the EPA, the USDA, unfortunately. They're being a little friendlier these days. And
a little bit. But today, Beth Ann, American wheat acreage. Remember, I was busted for growing wheat in a wheat field 5 years ago during a food shortage. When wheat was finally high enough price to motivate people to bring idle land back into production of wheat because of global food shortages, the price per bushel of wheat had been in the $3 to $4 range for a couple decades. It went up to $10 to $12 during 2011 through 2013. Today, as we speak now, America has the lowest wheat acreage planted it has had since 1909.
Isn't that amazing?
Wheat is in the tank. And who is planting wheat and flooding the global market with wheat right now? It's Russia. Russia is planting enormous new acreages of wheat, flooding the world market with wheat. American producers are pulling acreage out of production we're losing our food security. Now we've got an Army Corps of Engineers and Department of Justice who's so concerned about Russia on one end of the world, one end of the political issue spectrum. But when it comes to our own food security, the Department of Justice is saying, if you take your land out of production when it's not profitable to grow a crop, you will not be able to remobilize that land back into production when America's hungry and the world needs American production. We're giving up our food security over fairly inane interpretations of environmental policy.
Well, I know that we need to be more careful, and I know we need to pay attention to what the bureaucracy is doing and what they are. You know, it's just, you know, that's astronomical to realize that we are that far behind in wheat right now. We are also that far behind in time. So we are out of time, John. I need to have you back after we have the symposium and talk about what a success it was and what we can do to go forward. I appreciate all that you've done. I'm sorry for all the fight that you've had to endure, and you stand mighty tall, and I appreciate
it. We're
doing okay,
Beth Ann, and I look forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks.
All right, thank you, John.
For doing what you do.
Thank you. You know, folks, it does take every single one of us. Every single one of us. We're all dealing with the bureaucracies. We're all responsible for our rights. And it's time that we stood up to bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.